gentlemen. It's Tuesday, October 29th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. And yes, we have massive election news today. We might be still a week away from election day, but the election is happening right now as we speak. And the real election is being determined in the courts, not at the ballot box. As we have been warning right here on this show for months, and it is now all coming to fruition. We have multiple court decisions today that we're going to be covering in multiple swing states: Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Michigan, Georgia. With a week till the election, the court battles are on. And there's plenty of things we can complain about the Republicans as far as the lack of action, but this is all Democrats taking action while the election is ongoing with a week till election day. It's total insanity what's going on. And then there's even wilder developments actually at the polling locations in Pennsylvania. And I gotta say, the whole thing is suspicious. The whole thing is suspicious because it shouldn't be this difficult. It shouldn't be this difficult. You shouldn't be waiting in lines for hours to vote. And you'd think early voting, it wouldn't be as bad. Apparently it's worse. Now, I early voted in Austin today, in Texas, run by Republicans. No issue. The only issue was that the little sticker they give you says, yo voté, like I'm in Mexico or something. No English stickers. It's all in Spanish. But other than that, perfectly smooth approach. Took like 10 minutes. That's it. I scouted a couple other early voting locations. Barely any lines. Talked to a couple people, said, yeah, they had to wait in lines, but they went to like downtown voting locations. So why is it that in these Democrat-run states or in these major swing states, it's like voting is such a painful process? Aside from that, we'll look at that, and we'll look at some videos coming out of Pennsylvania and some reports. These court decisions are what ultimately might be determining this election, and it's happening right now. And then there's more statements from Donald Trump on the issue. As he had a press conference earlier today at Mar-a-Lago, he's got a rally upcoming, probably getting on the stage any moment now. He's going to be doing an interview with Sean Hannity later tonight. I mean, he's pedal to the metal here. And then there's the Harris campaign, which is kind of flopping around like a fish out of water. But we're going to follow up with some of the results that we see in early voting and some of the misconceptions that people have based on the results. And look, I get it. You want to win. I want to win. You want to feel good about it. You want to have a good time. That's fine. I'm here for the vibes, too. I'm here for a good time. But we got to be real, ladies and gentlemen. Not everything here is rainbows and unicorns. And yeah, you can follow the people out there that love to grift and love to clout chase and love to just do pro-Trump, and get a following, that's fine. That's not what we do here. We give you the real story here. So, yeah, you might not like it. Hey, you know, I could sit here and say, the Dodgers are beating the Yankees 3-0 in the World Series. Oh, gee, you're a doom and gloomer. You're a black pillar. That's depressing. Well, that's what's going on. So that's not black pilling. That's not doom and gloom. That's the reality of the situation. So you want the reality of what's going on in the election? This is where you go, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. the ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
You're 6 days and 8 hours away from Election Day. And the election is already ongoing. And I'm going to show you some numbers today that are going to tell you the real story. And I'm going to show you some of the alternative story. I'm going to show you the real story. And we're going to back it all up with the numbers and put it all into perspective for you today. Before I get into the numbers, let's look at some of these legal decisions that are happening right now in swing states. And there's so much of this, and I've got two big guests coming on today as well, that I can't even cover all of it, quite frankly. Even in a three-hour show, it's impossible to cover all of these developments. But let's start digging in. Republicans ask U.S. Supreme Court to block counting of some provisional ballots in Pennsylvania. So it's at the Supreme Court level now. Less than a week to go, and now we're getting to the Supreme Court. They're not going to rule on this. And traditionally speaking, the Supreme Court doesn't want to get involved in elections. A dispute over provisional ballots. Well, what if the provisional ballot is flawed? What if it doesn't have all the right background checks and all this other stuff? Well, the Democrats say they should still count. And then they say they should also count. So if you come and file a provisional ballot, even though you've sent in a mail-in ballot, you can say, well, I think there was a mistake with the mail-in ballot, or I don't know, maybe it went missing. So you can have a provisional ballot. Who knows? You could be voting twice. This whole thing is a joke. So you get a provisional ballot. You get a mail-in ballot. RNC asked Supreme Court for emergency order. In Pennsylvania mail ballot case, the RNC asked the Supreme Court for an emergency order that would prevent Pennsylvania, whose mail ballots are rejected for technical reasons, from having a provisional ballot counted. The Pennsylvania top court ruled 4-3 that state law gives impacted mail voters an opportunity to still participate by showing up at their polling place in person on Election Day. You get a mail-in vote, you get a provisional vote, you get to show up. This mail-in voting is a joke. It's a joke. The fact that we have mail-in voting in this country is pathetic. It's an embarrassment. The RNC argues the ruling misreads the state law, which states a provisional ballot shall not be counted if a voter's mail ballot was timely received. The RNC's attorneys wrote, when the legislature says that certain ballots can never be counted, a state court cannot blue pencil that clear command into always. And here, the General Assembly could not have been clearer. They've already had 1.5 million mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. It's the Democrat vote Viagra before the election even starts. So you get a mail-in ballot, you get a provisional ballot. Who knows, maybe they all get to count. Maybe they'll count them if Kamala's behind. It's just, hey, let's just screw up the system. Let's just make it as complex and difficult as possible so that we have all these different ways to maneuver the final results. And, of course, you know what that means. You know what that means. Pennsylvania appeals voting ruling to Supreme Court hours after Virginia made its own ask. So the Democrats are trying to shut this down. Again, the RNC lawyers say this case is of paramount public importance, potentially affecting tens of thousands of votes in a state which many anticipate could be divisive in control of the U.S. Senate or even the 2024 presidential election. They're asking for this case to be decided by Friday. Republicans claimed in their emergency appeal that Pennsylvania's highest court usurped power reserved to the state legislature. Oh, that's what happened in 2020 as well. Funny. By allowing voters to cast provisional ballots after their mail-in ballots were tossed out. When the legislature says that certain ballots can never be counted, a state court cannot blue pencil that clear command into always. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court recently created a rule out of thin air, subverting state law to allow erroneous mail-in ballots to be counted via provisional voting. So, just like what they did in Wisconsin at the Supreme Court, where the Democrats control it, they rule in favor of the Democrats, they give themselves the window of opportunity to cheat, to have fraudulent ballots, to have fraudulent results. And that's exactly what goes on in these states, and I'll prove it. We'll even look at Pennsylvania coming up. Don't worry, we've got the numbers to back it up. But let's continue with the lawfare here. Virginia appeals to Supreme Court to reverse judge's ruling, putting potential non-citizens back on the voter rolls. Oh yeah, remember that story? These are not going to get ruled on by the Supreme Court. I mean, I doubt it. I doubt the Supreme Court wants to get involved in this election with less than a week to go. And even if they do, I mean, it's almost like it doesn't even matter. The election's already ongoing. You've already got millions of votes being filed. In Michigan, more than 10% of people have already voted. Supposedly. At least that's what the data we have says. If you believe it or not, it's up to you. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin discusses the legal battle in his state and the emergency appeal ahead of Election Day. The state of Virginia filed an emergency stay application to the U.S. Supreme Court on Sunday in an 11th-hour bid to overturn a lower court ruling that halted its removal of likely non-citizens. So you see, the Republicans that are actually that get it and know how to win, like Glenn Youngkin, he's trying to make the right legal moves to protect the vote. And the Democrats come in the final hours and say, nope, you can't remove non-citizens from the voter rolls. I don't know if it will change the result in Pennsylvania or not. But let's just put that aside. This is what they're doing. And they say, well, so in Virginia, they say, well, you can't make decisions like this with 90 days and before 90 days until the election. So you can't do this. You can't remove the illegal votes with less than 90 days. Oh, but then in states like Pennsylvania or Arizona, they say, oh, we can make all kinds of rule changes. Yeah, we can change rules with a week till the election if we want to in Pennsylvania. If it'll help us, the Democrats, but in Virginia, if it hurts the Democrats, we can't change the rules there. They have a problem in Michigan, by the way, and they know it. Democrat enthusiasm competes with disaffection. Yeah, all the polls show Trump is winning Michigan, but he won Michigan in 2016 and then somehow lost it. Don't worry, I'll show you what happened there with the numbers coming up soon. And they're already defending themselves. Michigan doesn't have more active registered voters than residents, except they do. Even the story from Vote Beat has to admit it. You go on down here. So that's the headline. Oh, no, there's not more active registered voters than residents. But then you go down here. They have the data. And they say people may look at the number of residents 18 and older in Michigan, about 7.9 million, according to the census. And yet, according to the Michigan Secretary of State's office, there are 8.4 million registered voters. Oh, huh. And they say people assume that means there's a significant overcount in registered voters. Yeah, actually, that's 500,000 of overcount is what that is. But they say, oh, well, that doesn't mean that they're actively registered. Well, yes, it does. Okay, so what? They've moved out of state? They've died? So why don't you clear the voter rolls? Well, you can't clear the voter rolls before 90 days. So there are more active voters than legal voters. Well, yeah, but the headline says no. See the games they're playing here? So why don't you clear the voter rolls of the at least 500,000? They actually go on to say that the Department of State says it's really 7.2 million legal voters. So that's actually more than 1 million of the registered voters. So you could have potentially over 1 million. And they do all these things and say, well, it's actually 7.2. Again, on the state's office, it says 8.4. So that's the real number. But a lot of people have moved and a lot of people have died. And so they're not really eligible, even though they're still on the rolls, because they won't clear the rolls. And then in some states, they say they won't even clear the rolls till 2028. So what's going to happen to all those voters that are registered but not active? They won't clear them off the rolls. The Democrats spend millions of dollars on voter data. They are masters at vote harvesting. They have the vote mules. What happens to those votes? And by the way, the reason mostly why it went from having a number of 8.4 to 7.2 is because people are fleeing Michigan under the Democrat Party rule. Michigan continues to bleed residents. Losses to other states doubled in 2023. Did you clear the rolls? Are you going to make sure that the million plus that are no longer eligible to vote in Michigan are not going to be voting? Are you doing anything to assure us of that? Or are you just saying, that's not really a problem? So that's what happens. In all these Democrat-run states, the Democrats that get in control and people leave in droves. California, Michigan, Illinois, New York. But, okay, that's aside from the point. Let's look at these numbers. Now, I've got the early voting numbers, and then we're going to look back in time, and I'm going to show you what's going on here. Because I'm a realist, and you're going to get the real story right here. Now, North Carolina continues to look good for Trump. The numbers continue to come in, even though it's basically a split between Republican, Democrat, and Independent. These are good numbers for Trump. So, to me, North Carolina, so far with what we know in the early voting, almost 3 million now, it looks good for Trump. Republicans are in the lead. Independents are right up there, too. And so, this looks like it'll be a good result for the Republicans for Trump. And then there's Michigan. Absentee ballots, 1.6 million now. It's almost up to 1.7, which is more than 10% of the legal vote. I mean, what is probably even closer. What is it, closer to 20? If it's 7.2, they say 7.2 million legal registered voters in Michigan and 1.6 are absentee. So what are they really saying? So these are people that don't live in Michigan that are voting? Are these the remaining millions that you're saying don't count in the 8.4 number and it's really 7.2? Do you see the discrepancies here? So you're either supposed to believe that 1.6 million out of 7.4 million legal voters in Michigan are absentee voting, or the number 8.4 that includes all the people that have left Michigan are still voting there. Is it a legal vote? Are they voting in multiple states? Who's talking about that? No one. Right here. And then all the early votes are coming in all the big blue areas, mainly in Detroit. Michigan does not look good, folks. And let me show you, we'll get into the other numbers of why. Explain exactly what's going on here. Pennsylvania. Now, I got a lot of backlash for this, and I hate to say it, but I'm right. They're wrong. Trump is not winning Pennsylvania. You're getting fed a bill of goods by people who are grifting off the Trump movement and who want to just sell you nothing but positive news and not the reality. Have there been big swings in Pennsylvania? Yes. Have there been more registered Republicans than Democrats in Pennsylvania in this election cycle? Yes. Are the Republicans doing better in early and mail-in voting than they did in 2020? Yes. Now, will any of that matter? Likely not, and I'll show you why. But here are the numbers that continue to come in. The Democrats' gap has been closed. I will admit that. These late mail and absentee votes in Pennsylvania, today is the last day for early voting. The gap has been closed, but it's still going to be at least probably around 300,000, 400,000 before Election Day even comes, based off of these numbers, the mail and absentee voting. Now, early voting is a different story. This is just the numbers we have from mail and absentee. And these numbers are astronomical, by the way. These numbers shouldn't even exist, but here we are. So, yeah, the Republicans are losing badly in Pennsylvania. Anybody that tells you otherwise is not being honest. And even Elon Musk basically kind of has to check himself on this. Yesterday, he said, early votes in Pennsylvania now show Republicans doing 435,000 better than Democrats versus the same time in 2020. Biden's margin of victory was only 80,000 in 2020, trending towards a crushing victory. He then comes out today and says, that said, there are still far more Democrat than Republican early votes. It's just that the in-person Republican vote on Election Day is historically far higher than Democrat. Please bring everyone you know to early vote. You can request and hand in your ballot in person at your county office. Tomorrow is the last day to do so before November 5th. Well, that's today is the last day to early vote. By the way, there's shenanigans happening today in Pennsylvania. We'll tell you all about that coming up. But let me explain what's going on here. You can sit here and point at the numbers that show Republicans are doing better today than they did in 2020, and that's all fine and good. But that wouldn't be the full story. And even if you trust all these numbers that are coming in, it's a dead heat. It's not a crushing victory. It's a dead heat. Based off of all the data, Pennsylvania would be a dead heat if you look at it that way. But let me tell you what really goes on. And let's look at Pennsylvania and Michigan to tell you what really goes on. And I don't know why people don't want to talk about it, but they don't. And it'll tie into another story that shows you why Republicans lose. They're breaking news today. I'll tease you a little bit, but I'll tell you. The Republican Party is breaking news today, guys. The Hunter Biden laptop is real. Whoa. They're breaking that news today, guys. I'm not kidding you. That's the news they're breaking today. Are they talking about the 2020 election? No. Let me tell you what really goes on. So you've just seen all the numbers, but let me show you what's going to happen at the end of the day here, okay? Let me tell you what really goes on. Let's look at Pennsylvania, shall we? 2016, Donald Trump wins Pennsylvania with 2.97 million votes. 2.97 million Pennsylvania for Donald Trump 2016 compared to Hillary Clinton's 2.92. Small margin of victory, about 50,000. Trump gets 2.97, Hillary gets 2.92. Okay, both under 3 million. Now, let's look at 2020, shall we? Okay. Donald Trump gets 3.37 million votes in Pennsylvania. Wow, that's an increase of almost 500,000. Surely he won Pennsylvania, right? Wrong. Because Joe Biden came in at 3.45 million. Wow. Joe Biden got more than 500,000 votes than Hillary Clinton did. More votes than Obama did. More votes cast in Pennsylvania ever than in the history of the state. And, of course, it was the 300,000 that came in for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning that flipped the state and ultimately gave it to him, all in Pennsylvania, all in big box trucks in the middle of the night, all on tape, plus all the vote mules. So you can sit here and you can talk about all the early numbers and you can talk about all the trends, but let me ask you this. Let's say Donald Trump increases his votes in Pennsylvania again. How many is Kamala going to get? 4 million? 4.5 million? Do you really believe that Trump and Biden both got more than 3 million, even though nobody's ever done it? Do you really believe that Donald Trump gets 400,000 more votes in Pennsylvania than he did in 2016? Biden gets 500,000 more than Hillary? Yeah. That's how these elections really work, folks. How are those numbers for you? Should we look at Michigan? Donald Trump, 2016, wins Michigan. 2.27 million votes. Hillary Clinton, 2.2 6 million votes, small margin of victory, right on the edge. But Donald Trump pulled it off with 2.27 million. Well, in 2020, Donald Trump got virtually the same number, 2.64. But Joe Biden got 2.8. And it's the same story. They all came into Detroit, the Democrat-run city, at 3:30 in the morning to give him the edge. Now, again, if this trend continues and the vote steroids and the vote Viagra happens again, what do you think is going to happen? How many people are going to vote for Kamala Harris? 85? 90 million? How many people in Pennsylvania are going to vote for Kamala Harris? 4 million? How many people in Michigan are going to be voting for Kamala Harris? 3 million? Are we going to see records on top of records on top of records and then sit here and act like it's totally normal? Now, we're going to focus on the Nevada story. We're going to focus on the Nevada story when we come back with our guest in Nevada covering Nevada elections, where they're saying, oh, we can count late votes now. Oh, cool. We can count late votes. Awesome. Yeah, we'll just count them forever. Why not? But the Atlantic Democrat publication is already priming the pump. And there's other signs out here as well that we'll get to later. The next Stop the Steal movement is here. Oh, and I get a nice little mention in here. Democrats will be stealing Wisconsin and Michigan, Owen Schroyer, the far-right host of the InfoWars show War Room, said on air last week. I'd say that's all but guaranteed at this point. He then moved on to question why the results might not be available on election night, as they were in years prior to the rise of mail-in ballots. And they make sure to correct me here, which take more time to count and process. A common right-wing line intended to further call the election's integrity into question. The idea is that it's supposedly fishy that votes now take longer to count, as though election fraud is something that cannot be done rapidly, but must be carefully aged like a delicate French cheese. Well, no, when you're behind, when you're losing, then you have to keep counting ballots till you win. So thanks for the plug, The Atlantic, but don't worry, I'm not going to be involved in any Stop the Steal movements this year. The Democrats already arrested me and put me on probation, so you won't have to worry about me.
I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was, so when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, theoliveshowstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of theoliveshowstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey everyone, my name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail. And it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store. For taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheOliveShowStore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them. Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, it took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get 3 bottles, over 40% off when you get 2 bottles, 40% off when you get 1 bottle, and it's in stock right now. Ultimate Sea Moss at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the ultimate sea moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Megan Barth joins me. She is from the Nevada Globe, and she is all things expert when it comes to elections in Nevada, and she's been my source on the ground in what I was originally in belief would be the determining state in this election. Now I think it'll probably come down to Georgia. I think results continue to look good in Nevada, but there was a big breaking news story out of Nevada that I want to get her take on. Now, she's actually in Pennsylvania today. So she may want to talk about what's going on in Pennsylvania as well with some big breaking news there and then some shenanigans happening on the ground of the last day for early voting. But let me just kind of refresh here and then get Megan's coverage on all of this. This was from a week ago. Judicial Watch victory. Federal appeals court rules against counting of ballots received after Election Day. Then the Democrats countersued and got the win. And now they say late votes can count in Nevada. Late votes can count. So, I mean, what does that mean? So they'll be counting them until 2028? I mean, this is a joke. So late votes can now count in Nevada. The law fair to win this election is ongoing. So Megan Barth joins me now. All right, what's the story in Nevada? And look, obviously a lot of times the local news coverage on this stuff is different than the national news coverage. I mean, for the most part, the national news has been completely silent on this story. I will show some people that are covering it, but mostly nobody is even talking about this. What's going on in Nevada? Where does Nevada stand?
Okay, well, I'll just preface this by saying I'm not in Pennsylvania. I'm actually in Northern Nevada, so
I'm sorry. My crew's bad. They gave me bad information. I'll punish them later. Go ahead.
Sure, no problem. Well, Mark Elias has been on the ground in Nevada for years challenging any sort of election integrity lawsuit that the RNC or the GOP brings, and he was also involved in this lawsuit. And this lawsuit was specific to the late counting of ballots that do not, and mail ballots specifically, that do not have a postmark. So you have a ballot that is mailed, but somehow doesn't have a postmark, and the Democrats wanted to count that unpostmarked ballot, mailed ballot, for 3 days after the election. Now, the law specifically states, and if you're a good judge or a justice, you read the law as written, as it is written in black and white. Well, our Supreme Court is liberal and didn't read the law as written. The law as written says a postmarked ballot can be counted for 3 days after Election Day, which is a farce in and of itself. But a postmarked ballot that's hard to determine when it was sent, so there's no clear date, still can be counted up to 3 days after. Well, the judges found that ballots don't need a postmark at all. They basically rewrote the law and said any ballot that comes in that you can't even determine if it was there by Election Day can be counted up to 3 days after Election Day.
Well, and let's think about how stupid this is. Let's look at the actual on-the-ground application. I mean,
sure.
I could fill out a ballot on November 7th that says November 4th, or, you know, what, it could say October 31st, right? I mean, so that's the problem here is that, no, you have to have your ballot in on time. If you don't get it there on time, that's on you. I mean, I remember, this just shows how elementary it is. I remember that there were certain assignments or things in school or even standardized tests. If you didn't even fill out your name, you got a zero. Like, if you didn't even fill out your name, you get a zero on a test. But, oh, for voting, you know, whatever. Who cares what a date? So you can fake a date on a thing. The point is, what they're saying is they'll accept ballots after the election. They'll accept ballots that basically it doesn't even matter what the date on it is. So, I mean, where does it end? Where's the finish line then? Is there any finish line? Is it just count ballots forever?
Well, it sounds to me like they're just going to count ballots until they win, because that's the latitude that the Supreme Court of Nevada just gave the Democratic Party. And, you know, there's one more caveat to this decision, and the decision was twofold. One, you can count ballots that don't have postmarks up until 3 days after the election day. The second was they dismissed basically the suit on standing. Now, Nevada is the only state that continues, from a judicial standpoint, that continues to throw out lawsuits brought by the RNC and the GOP. They don't throw the lawsuit out on merit. They throw it out on standing. So I spoke to an election lawyer yesterday, and they told me that, and it was on condition of anonymity, there is this, because of judicial precedent in Nevada, there is this belief that the judicial system in Nevada is basically an extension and an executioner of the DNC. Nowhere else, when these types of cases, we look down at the Fifth Circuit, for example, and cases across the country where the RNC has actually been victorious in election integrity cases, these judges in other locales, never dismissed on standing. Nevada always dismisses on standing. So you really can't be a voter, or you can't be a voter rights organization or what have you, and bring a case for election integrity because you will be dismissed for lack of standing. That has happened 99 times out of 100 in Nevada. So we have a problem with the judiciary in Nevada, obviously. We have a problem with the law that was rewritten by a Democratic majority during the pandemic, which added in all of these.
Yep.
Different types of, like, for example, no postmarks, ballots can be received late, universal mail-in balloting, unlimited ballot harvesting, all of these things that fundamentally changed Nevada's election laws in 2020 have created, you know, this crisis, this lack of confidence in Nevada elections.
Well, and again, I looked at the numbers that we were getting from Nevada, the mail-ins, the absentee, the early voting, what the data that we have access to. And Nevada was looking good. I mean, I was looking at Nevada like, okay, I'm ready to sit here and say, this is looking like it's going to be good for Trump. It's going to be good for Republicans. And then right in the final weeks, just like they've done in so many other states, they come in with this ruling. I mean, so we're looking at a situation, and I would like to hear from you what, if anybody, is reporting about this in Nevada, because, again, a lot of times the local news is obviously different than the national news, and, you know, I don't have access to that in Austin. I mean, I guess I could, but I'm just not looking. Perhaps you are. But we're looking at a situation now where, I mean, this would have to be like 2020 Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin all over again, where the vote Viagra for Biden sends it straight up at the buzzer and they give it to Harris. I mean, that's what we're looking at here if they really try to pull this off, right? Because, I mean, otherwise they just don't have the numbers right now.
Yeah, you know, Trump always says it's too big to rig, it's too big to rig. And right now we're looking at numbers that really show it might be too big to rig. I mean, this is the first time perhaps since 2004 or 2008 that Republicans are leading the state by about 40,000 votes. This has not happened under the Harry Reid machine. And, you know, we are only down, I think, like 3,000 votes in Clark County, which is the largest county. That's where Las Vegas is. That's where the predominant Democratic voters are. That's where the Culinary Union is. That's where the Culinary Ballot harvests on behalf of Democrats and gets out the vote. But last general election in 2020 at this time, Democrats were 40,000 ahead. Democrats were 10,000 ahead in Clark County. So there is a massive shift going on in the electorate. On top of that, we have new voter registrations. In Nevada, you can vote the same day that you, register the same day that you vote. Democrats used to have an 80,000 registration lead in Nevada, voter registration lead. They now are reduced to under 10,000. So that tells us we're gaining traction, meaning the GOP, the Republican Party, is gaining traction on the Democrat firewall, if you will, that comes out of Clark County. The GOP is basically swamping the vote, as the RNC says. They are making it too big to rig. And I don't know if the delta that's presented by Election Day is really going to be able to be overcome 3 days after the election, unless there is. And honestly, Owen, it would be very highly suspicious. Not that it would be uncommon, but it would be very highly suspicious that all of a sudden they made up for 50,000, 60,000 votes.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about it more. And let's also consider that there's definitely going to be more Democrats voting for Trump than Republicans voting for Harris. So I think that that's a fair assumption to make. You know, the margins, you know, maybe not a good idea to guess, but it's a fair assumption. More Democrats are going to be voting Trump than Republicans for Harris. Most independents are going to be voting for Trump, I would imagine, anyway. So all these numbers favor Republicans looking at Nevada. Maybe they're looking at a situation where, since Nevada is, you know, in the, I guess, is it in the Pacific or the Mountain time zone, actually? It's in the Pacific time zone, right?
Pacific, yeah.
Yeah, so they're looking at a situation, I guess, where they can just say, okay, well, if we need Nevada, we can do it. You know, I mean, it's only the 6 electoral votes, so maybe they just look at it as, okay, well, if we need Nevada, then we'll pull this off. If we don't, then we'll just kind of leave it be. And I just had the crew bring me these numbers, and it's the same. It's the same everywhere else you look. And this is the big story nobody wants to talk about. Now, Hillary Clinton did win Nevada in 2016. She got 539,000 votes in Nevada to win the state. So in 2020, Donald Trump got 669,000 votes. He got nearly 1.5 million more than Hillary Clinton. So surely he must have won Nevada. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, Biden got 700,000 votes. He got almost 2 million more than Hillary Clinton, or excuse me, 200,000 more than Hillary Clinton. That's totally normal. Totally normal stuff. So this is the same story we saw across the board in 2020. It's the vote steroids. It's the Mark McGwire home run era, Barry Bonds. This is an anomaly. There's something causing this. It's not normal. Nobody wants to talk about it. It happened in almost every state in 2020. I'm afraid we could see the same thing here again in 2024 to put Kamala Harris over the edge. But yeah, I mean, we're looking at a situation where Trump will likely get 700,000 votes in Nevada. So what? Harris will get 800,000? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Right. Like I said, this ruling by the Supreme Court kind of allows the Democrats to find the votes that they need. And when they have the infrastructure built into the largest county, which is Clark County in Nevada, to unlimited ballot harvest, to cure ballots, to get out the vote, to find ballots, to dump ballots, to put them into drop boxes that are unmanned and unsecured. But the problem is, and you mentioned the local press, right? The local press here is probably like the local press in Texas or anywhere. Very biased, very one-sided.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even in Texas. Yeah, I'm so glad you said that. You look at the local news here, it's like, you know, you can barely get a fair shot if you're a Republican. I mean, it's all slanted left.
Well, and that's why the Nevada Globe was started, because we realized that there was a vacuum of truth and information, like good information, in Nevada. And we've done extraordinarily well. We obviously hit the mark. And so, you know, when we try to report the truth, right, we're called election deniers, as you are, I'm sure. How dare you question an election? You know, we're now no longer allowed to ask questions. Well, we're still going to ask questions, especially when we have horrible Supreme Court decisions that just came up, down. That was a complete debasement of the function of a judiciary. The judiciary is not supposed to write laws. The judiciary is supposed to interpret laws as written. I assume that this will be appealed. However, how do you appeal it to the Supreme Court within a week?
Yeah.
I don't know. Talk to the RNC. Yep. They were still tossing it up. But eventually, I think this decision will be appealed. And then the local news media can eat crow. And, you know, we'll hopefully go back to the letter of the law. And if we get a Republican majority here in the legislature, or at least make some inroads, we can change some of these awful laws that were changed, you know, in the dark of night during the pandemic without any public comment or without even any bipartisanship at all. It was all Democrat driven.
Well, and that's what's so frustrating is the Democrat playbook for victory. We've now seen it. You know, it's like a football team that, you know, has the trick play in the fourth quarter to score a touchdown. So this is the Democrats' trick play. All these legal actions that they've taken with a week to go. Virginia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Atlanta, Georgia, Arizona. It's all right now. They're running their trick play. And the Republicans' only response is, okay, well, let's get it to the Supreme Court. Good luck with that. We got less than a week till Election Day. I mean, I can sit here and cover all the news. This was CBS today, how the Supreme Court might act in the 2024 election. Here are the cases that could land before the court. There's 6 days, Megan. There's no time, and the Supreme Court traditionally doesn't want to get involved in election law. So it's too late. It's too late. They already ran the flea flicker. The quarterback's already almost to the end zone. The ball's in the air. I mean, this was their plan. They've done it.
Yeah, I do have to say, comparatively, when you look back at other years, especially when we, you know, Hillary Clinton was challenging the election in 2016, you know, there was all of this disinformation and misinformation coming out from the deep state that was led by Hillary Clinton and others. This is the only election cycle that I've really seen the RNC and the GOP get involved in an offensive position, meaning we're going to challenge these state laws that were primarily changed during the pandemic in 2020, and we're going to try to, you know, rush these decisions through as quick as we can so we aren't up against the clock. Unfortunately, in Nevada and some other states, I mean, the Fifth Circuit actually did a really good job, and I think the Fifth Circuit is actually going to set precedent here for the rest of the country. And the Fifth Circuit basically said, and that's the District Court of Appeals, they basically said that, no, federal law allows for an election day and provides ample opportunity for constituents to get in their vote by election day. Any law that allows for the counting of ballots beyond election day is not in alignment with federal law and is therefore illegal. That's how this precedent could establish and upend other laws across the U.S. Nevada, I know, is not the only state that allows for the late counting of ballots. It should impact other states. So hopefully the RNC, the GOP, et cetera, takes this precedent and then drives it through, and it will end up into the Supreme Court. It's just not going to be for this election.
Yeah, and, you know, the risk with that is assuming we'll even have another election. I mean, when the Democrats are this aggressive, going for one-party rule, I mean, who knows? They pack the Supreme Court. I mean, who knows what could happen between now and 2028? You know, here's a perfect example of this. And, you know, I don't need to prove this, but if the crew can pull it up just to really give it more leverage, we can. Guys, I'm talking about when we brought on John Paul Isaac, I believe was his name, or Mark Paul Isaac, or Paul Mark Isaac. I'm sorry, I forget the guy's name, the laptop repair shop owner who got the Hunter Biden laptop. We brought on the founder of Marco Polo, who published the laptop. I believe we did that in either 2020 or 2021. Well, today, You have the House Judiciary GOP, IRS whistleblowers involved in Hunter Biden tax case reveal the IRS, the DOJ, and the FBI knew the laptop was real. The House Judiciary is calling it breaking news today. Oh my, breaking news. The Hunter Biden laptop is real. Breaking news, Megan. 2024, 2020 election news today. I mean, this is a joke. Elon Musk reporting the same thing. Breaking news. The Hunter Biden laptop is real. Biden's not running, guys. The 2020 election is over. You already blew it. So good news. I guess we're right then. So maybe in 2028, they'll say, golly gee, the mail-in ballots are a problem. Golly gee, we keep having record amounts of voter turnout. Golly gee. So maybe in 2028, they'll talk about what we're talking about today, Megan.
Yes, the conspiracy theorists and the election deniers have been vindicated, even though it's been 4 years later. And that's the problem with the news media. I mean, that's what we're seeing. And we see this right in front of our noses, especially when the Washington Post and the New York Times fails to endorse. You see this rabid reaction from quote unquote journalists and reporters and editors within the legacy media. Why are they having such a vitriolic reaction to something that should be? And I don't believe that newspapers shouldn't get in the endorsement business. We don't endorse. I'm the editor. I'm not going to endorse. That shows an outward bias. So, you know, we're supposed to report the news. We're supposed to report and reveal the truth through public records requests and public documents and using the words that politicians say and holding them accountable to those words. That's the mark of good journalism, is if you can provide a balanced approach, right? You give the information to the public and then the public can decide their opinion. I can do an opinion editorial 16 ways to Sunday. I don't do them often. But what we can see right now is that the lack of knowledge amongst our constituents, right, the lack of knowledge of the American people is due to the fact that the legacy media really has been the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. Now that Elon Musk has entered the public square by purchasing Twitter, he's unleashed free speech. And that has challenged the institutions, you know, the gray old lady, the New York Times, Democracy Dies in Darkness, The Washington Post, and others. And the LA Times, for example, did not endorse. I don't know if it was the New York Times, but I know the LA Times didn't endorse. But
yeah, Washington Post, LA Times. And I mean, look, yeah, Bezos, you know, he's had like 4 years of testosterone cycles, so I'm not really sure how liberal he is anymore. The LA Times, when that billionaire gave it to his leftist daughter, I mean, she basically destroyed the paper. I mean, most of them don't make a profit anyway, but she completely destroyed it. So I get why the LA Times is doing it too. They're just trying to save whatever reputation they have left, and maybe they don't want to endorse a loser in their eyes.
Yeah, that could be very well, but I think the pressure too is being put on the fact that with Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, it has unleashed, right, this energy of free speech. You have younger people waking up to, you know, what free speech really means, that there is so many different ways now to get the news. I don't watch TV. Okay? I don't get the newspaper. I get all my news really on Twitter, because if there's anything breaking, it's going to be on Twitter. And so as more and more people go to Twitter, which is now a free speech, land of really opportunity to learn, they're going away from legacy media. You see this even with CNN and MSNBC. And so once you give people a dose and a taste of freedom, they don't forget it. And I think that's what free speech provides, and that's what Elon Musk has provided.
Well, and I think there's kind of this level of people that are just lost in the political morass, and they don't really hear anybody that talks or thinks like them. And now they can get access to those people through X, you know, whether it's you, whether it's me, or others, or Elon Musk, or anybody. You know, it's kind of that way to cut through your just generic political teleprompter reader on TV versus somebody that talks and thinks like they do, that they can finally get access to again. So many people that got banned off of social media starting in 2018. I want to get into one more thing with you here before we let you go. Guys, B-roll clip 17. I believe this is the Las Vegas Sphere clip. Kamala Harris, they're going for Vegas. They know they need it. They see what we saw a month ago when I first talked to you on this show, that this could end up determining the election. Just Las Vegas alone. Crazy enough, but true. That's why she stole the no tax on tips policy. All right, so this is the Las Vegas Sphere, which is truly an incredible phenomenon. I mean, it's almost obnoxious, but it is pretty incredible. Okay, I think we can both agree now that Trump needs to get something on there. Trump needs to put something epic on that sphere and fast. I mean, I don't know. I guess they could deny it, but I don't know why they would. And so what do you think? Should we get we got to get Trump on the sphere.
I think that would be epic. I mean, he probably should do an event at the sphere.
Well, yeah. Hell yeah. Epic.
So he is planned, and so is Kamala. They're going to be in Las Vegas on Halloween, both in Las Vegas. Trump will be in Henderson, which is a suburb. Kamala will be in Las Vegas. They never, or at least Kamala's campaign, never indulges where they're going to be. So I'm unsure as far as the location. They never do.
Well, they've got to have an excuse why no one shows up.
Yeah, maybe. And then as a member of the press, I never get a response, which I'm not surprised. But nonetheless, they have their selected press they want there, and then they have their selected organizers that they want there and their selected crowd. Whereas with Trump, you know, when he came to Vegas last year and announced the no tax on tips, that was like the shot heard around the world in the Valley, quite frankly. And so I think I said to you last time we met, it's worth repeating, this no tax on tips really strikes a chord because our number one industry in Las Vegas and Nevada is the hospitality industry. No one was talking about this until Trump mentioned it. Then all of a sudden, the Culinary Union endorsed it. Then Jackie Rosen, who's running for Senate, endorsed it. Then Kamala finally endorsed it 2 months later. But they put caveats on the no tax on tips. Well, we're going to have to look to see who's really going to get the tip, et cetera. So we know it's kind of BS when it comes from the Kamala campaign or the Rosen campaign. And the Culinary Union in itself, the bosses, are all Democrats, right? They're all going to stump for Democrats. They're in their back pocket. They've always been in the Democrats' back pocket. But outside of the brass, the workers, the valet guys, the cocktail waitresses, the busboys, the bartenders, you name it, they are the working class that is getting crushed by the Kamala Biden policy.
And they all know Trump is the only answer for them. All right, Megan, I'm out of time. TheNevadaGlobe.com. I appreciate you joining us. If there's any other breaking news out of Nevada, let me know. But you're right. Trump needs to do an event at the Sphere and put something crazy on that thing behind him. It'll go totally viral, not just the outside, but the inside.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, murdered out, it fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like murdered out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again murdered out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.